This is News Break.
A Paris-based Press Freedom Group said in an annual report on December 16th, China led the world in imprisoning journalists in 2014, with a total of 29 behind bars. Moreover, Beijing may be exporting its model of censorship within the East Asian region.
中国囚禁记者人数最多。巴黎记者吴江介组织在12月6号公布的一份年度报告显示， 2014年 中国囚禁记者人数达 29人， 居世界首位。同时该组织担忧中共当局把新闻审查输出到东亚地区。
According to Reporters Without Borders, RSF, China has continued to exert tight control on its official media, while extending its reach and influence to journalists beyond its borders. China fell 2 places in the RSF Press Freedom Index to rank 175th in the world, just 5th from the bottom. China is also holding 73 netizens in prison out of a global total 178.
记者吴江介组织的报告说，中共继续严控其官方媒体，还把对记者的控制延伸到境外。大陆新闻自由指数排名下降两位，排名第175位，倒数第五。大陆还关押了73名网民，全球总共178位网民被关押。
The report said the authorities have arrested more journalists and bloggers, cracked down harder on cyber dissidents, reinforced online content control and censorship, and stepped up restrictions on the foreign media.
记者吴江介组织的报告指出，中共当局逮捕了更多的记者和博客，对网络异议人士的打压更严厉，还加强了对网上内容的控制和审查，加强了对外国媒体的限制。
Former journalists at the Chengdu Commercial Daily and Shaanxi Evening News, Li Juanjun, said journalists are under increasing censorship and political pressure from the ruling Chinese Communist Party. Li Juanjun, who is currently out of China, told Radio Free Asia, "I think things are getting worse and worse for freedom of expression in China. If I went back, I would likely contribute to the numbers in jail."
前成都商报和陕西晚报记者李建军认为中共当局加强了对记者的审查和政治压力。他告诉自由亚洲电台记者，在大陆越来越没有言论自由，如果他回大陆，一定会被关押。Li
said there are far fewer options now open to Chinese journalists who wish to do useful work. She said, "Either you keep your mouth shut and tell lies according to their requirements, or you speak the truth and risk being arrested."
李建军说，大陆记者现在几乎没有什么选择余地，要么你闭嘴，按当局的要求编谎言，要么你讲真话，面临牢狱之灾。Senior
journalist Gao Yu, 70, was charged with leaking state secrets overseas after being detained in secret on April 24th and formally arrested on May 30th. Gao denied the charge of leaking state secrets overseas at the end of the closed-door 4-hour trial in November.
年逾七旬的资深记者高宇，今年四月因涉嫌泄露国家机密罪而被秘密关押，并于五月被刑事拘留。今年十一月，对高宇进行了4小时的不公开庭审，高宇否认泄露国家机密的指控。The
RSF report cited the cases of journalists Lao Changping, who was forced to leave the magazine Zai Jin in November, as well as Liu He, a new Express reporter who was arrested for disseminating false information.
记者吴江介组织的报告还引用了其他案例，比如财经杂志记者罗昌平被迫离开财经杂志，新快报记者刘虎因发布所谓的错误信息而被捕。
Meanwhile, China's growing economic weight is allowing it to extend its influence over the media in Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan, territories that have traditionally enjoyed a far greater press freedom, the RSF report said. Media independence is now in jeopardy in these 3 territories, the report continued, adding that Hong Kong fell 3 places to the 61st slot in the 2014 Press Freedom Index, while Taiwan fell 3 places to 50th, 4 places below the United States.
记者吴江介组织的报告指出, 中国大陆的经济增长实际能影响香港、澳门和台湾的媒体。这些地区的媒体自由度都在下降。比如香港由原来的排名58位跌到61位，台湾由原来的47位跌到50位。